flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Thursday. Happy Thursday to everyone out there. Jalen Hurts, the pride of Channelview, Texas.
Mm-hmm. Stand up.
Yep. What do you guys think he would be if he wasn't in the NFL?
Jalen Hurts.
Yeah. What do
sports
you
sports or like just industry?
Just anything. Yeah. Not sports related.
I don't know.
You think he wants to be?
Whatever he would be, it would be enough time for him to hit up the cigar lounge afterwards, go get him a nice drink with his Kangol on, smoke him a cigar.
Based on his outfit that made a lot of run over the weekend. You saw it.
I cannot wait to hear how you interpreted that.
Pants pulled up pretty high, khaki, little pullover, like a sweater shirt. You know, it wasn't a sweater, it wasn't a shirt. It was kind of like, I don't know what it was. Almost like a
kind of a turtleneck.
Kind of mock turtleneck.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say vice principal.
Mm. See, that's not where I would have went.
Vice principal.
I'm trying to think. What's the most unk jobs of all unk jobs? Yeah. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Vice principal.
That is.
Nah,
that looked like a vice principal.
No, it did not.
Yes, it did.
No,
that man said Shamar Moore be out here looking like a vice principal. That's crazy.
Yeah, he looked like the boyfriend on a sitcom. The boyfriend that walked through the
that
door on the sitcom.
Worked as a vice principal.
Oh, hell no.
I'm trying to think, what does the cool unk always be doing?
Yeah.
You have an answer here, Figgy?
Nah, I don't.
Someone said he would be a butcher, if not a football player. Why is that? A realtor? Yeah. Okay.
Well, this is his answer right there. He actually answered this question. This is his answer to that.
I could be a coach.
Sure.
Obviously my dad, but I would probably be like a professional crawfish cooker. Like, I got the best crawfish ever.
My man, I did not know he was so into crawfish like this.
Hey.
I mean,
I could actually see that. I always get my crawfish in Liberty.
Sorry, 860 just texted in the Stacey Adams model,
that's hilarious. Yes, that's it.
Good
right
answer.
There.
Good answer.
Rocking them hush puppies.
Woo!
Best crawfish that I buy whenever we cook is in Liberty, which is not too far from Channelview. So
okay.
I bet you he's done a lot of that.
Yeah. This is him. He was with a guy by the name Martenzi. I want to say, I think that's his name, Martenzi Johnson of Anscape. And they were talking about crawfish, so I'm going to set the scene a little bit. It was kind of like a kitchen feel. and they had a bowl of crawfish right there.
Mm-hmm.
And Mackenzie pretty much asked them about what looks good in crawfish, what's a good sign of crawfish and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Jalen Hurts breaking it down.
I think walking into the room, I don't have to look at these crawfish to see that there's an issue. The thing about crawfish is I ought to smell them from a mile away. I should smell them walking to the street. And once I get to the backyard or front yard, I know what time it is. Crawfish is one of those things that I think is just rooted in me from my dad. He grew up with a lot of confidence in it, and he actually kind of built a name for himself in our community, and I don't do crawfish for nobody else.
What do you think is missing from these particular crawfish?
Well, we got broccoli in the crawfish.
So that's what? The first none of
He's not wrong.
Okay.
What a nice color. When you cook crawfish, you want it to be filling. You know, you can have some shrimp, you can have some potatoes, you can have corn. Get down south, you have turkey necks, neck bones. These days, I know people that just try and throw anything in there. My dad throw chicken wings in there.
Can you say your recipe, or is that like a hidden family secret?
I would say this. If they're not clean, then you can put all the nice things in there, all these fancy seasonings in there. But if they're dirty crawfish, they won't amount to anything.
Dude, he knows.
He seemed like he knows what he's talking about.
You
got to
purge them. That's what he's talking about. You purge them in some salt water first, and that gets them nice and clean. Dude, he's
not playing.
He's not playing.
Nah, why does it sound like he has like a trade magazine? Like he gets crawfish monthly or something?
No,
sent to his house.
Yeah. You know what it reminded me of? And I didn't see the video, Figgy. I just heard that audio. But it reminds me like somebody asks you kind of a fun question and then you get all serious about it. Like, hey, so what do you think about? Okay, let me tell you about crawfish. Yeah.
That's me every time that somebody's like, oh, yeah, so what do you think about like the Rockets? And I'm like, all right, but so I love that they have these first round picks, but I feel it's like, that was not what we were trying to do at all.
That guy was trying to have a fun, nice interview. Yeah. And Jalen's in there, all right, so here's the deal.
Yeah. he said, the first thing I realized, I ain't smell it when I walked through the door. So that's the first problem.
The second problem,
you got broccoli in here.
Broccoli.
Which actually, that is the very first problem. Broccoli?
Yeah.
No, but I do love, because I was like, is he so good at crawfish that he was talking about uncooked crawfish that he just has that scent that, nope, those ones aren't good. I'm going to need some different ones. But yeah, he meant cooked, and he's absolutely right. You should be able to smell cooked
crawfish. I would love to, if he weren't in the Super Bowl, I would pray that he was on Radio Row so we could talk to him about it. He knows it.
If I run into him, I'm going to ask him about it. I'm going to kind of.
Well, maybe Media Day.
Yeah.
Media
so
Day.
Hopefully somebody ask him about some crawfish. Yeah. But
that was awesome.
713 said, why does that surprise y'all? Yeah, we knew we could be a high school coach. His pops is a high school coach, all those things.
Mm-hmm.
I think the surprise is more just that the level of seriousness that he takes with the crawfish. Not that like
a lot of people like crawfish,
100%.
But just how deep he is into crawfish and how his dad was into it. All that stuff.
Chicken wings and a crawfish, huh?
Yeah, I never heard of that.
I haven't heard of that one. What we do pretty generic, you know, potatoes, corn, crawfish. We put raw eggs in there and make them hard boiled.
I've seen those before.
Okay. Baby, those are good.
Do you ever put mushrooms in them?
We put mushrooms in them sometimes.
Let them solve up that flavor.
Yeah.
Solid.
So this is Jalen Hurts. So the guy asked him, what's your price for? So backstory: Jalen Hurts is very picky.
Mm-hmm.
I seen a couple other videos where he said, "I eat none but my mama's barbecue."
Oh wow!
So yeah, it was a fun little video, but. Here's Jalen Hurts pretty much talking about, do it come with a price for you to try somebody else's crawfish?
There's a price. You know, when you asked me that, the first thing that came to my head was like, what would it take to like open up a restaurant, like something like that? Like, it's a real thing, it's a passionate thing, and maybe one day I'll open up a crawfish restaurant or something like that to give everybody an experience.
We getting Jalen Hurts crawdads.
I'm down for it, man.
Jalen Hurts crawdads.
Hey, he really should do that.
I'll
man.
Be there.
And don't open it up in Philly, man.
They're not gonna appreciate it.
They don't deserve that.
They're not gonna appreciate it.
Nah, open it up in Channel View.
Yes.
Like I would drive to Channel View.
It's
for
not
this.
That far. It's an easy drive.
Yeah, I think I'm
especially from where you are now.
Yeah, I'm actually right by Channel View. So yeah, man. Like, hey, let's get this going, man. Mm-hmm. If I see him at Media Day, I'm gonna tell him to get that going, man.
Mm-hmm.
The streets need that one.
100%. From the 929, it's like Bill Belichick talking about the history of long snappers. There's that, and there's one more thing that actually isn't even like sports related that I'm trying to remember. Those are the things that outside of just like the fullness of drawing up a play or whatever, that I've seen Bill Belichick light up about.
Lawrence Taylor.
Yes, yeah, that's the one. He has all the reverence for that man.
And he used to do this in a press conference, yeah, man. Yeah. This ain't just like a podcast conversation. Mm-hmm. He was doing it in a press conference.
Yeah.
And all them boring ass answers he was giving.
And I was like, as soon as you break up long snapper.
Yeah, or long snapper, then he going for a good 20 minutes.
Light
yeah.
up. Y'all got some interesting things. Someone said they put green olives in there. They said it's super underrated. Someone said they put Brussels sprouts in there. Which
that's kind of like broccoli, right?
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I'm up for it. I'll try it.
I mean, I'll give it. You seem convincing enough, but I don't know. I'm a little skeptical.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you need to convince me.
Yeah, but salute to Jalen Hurts, man. Crawfish expert.
Yeah, I'm excited for him. I want to go to his restaurant.
Yeah.
Open it now. I need it. Yeah. It's crawfish season right now.
Yeah.
Hey, it's three-time Super Bowl champion Mark Schlereth of the Sink of Truth podcast. The playoffs are here, and that means the race to the big game is on. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I as we follow along this NFL postseason, breaking down the matchups each week and see who will shine when the lights are brightest. You know I speak nothing but the stinking truth. Follow and listen to Stinking Truth on free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So speaking of food and speaking of being in New Orleans, I actually got the information on this Don Julio and Popeyes collab.
Oh, here we go.
Do you guys want to hear what's going on with this?
Not really, but we will.
Now I do.
All right. So the headliner is the new Popeyes, the Tequila Don Julio.
Mm-hmm.
Reposado?
Reposado.
Yes. flavored conca. Conca chicken sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's the
concha. Concha.
Yeah, that's the I guess the Mexican, is it like a sweet bread?
Yes.
Like
yes.
a pastry?
Yeah, the concha is the that big round half moon one.
Is it a pan dulce? Is that
pan dulce,
what we do? Yeah. Put a little sauce on it too.
Yeah, so this is pretty much a chicken breast fillet marinated in the reposado tequila, then fried in Popeye's crunchy buttermilk breading topped with a tequila lime slaw. Spicy spread, a barrel cured. I can't talk today.
Yeah.
Pickle.
It's that medicine you on. That's what's happening.
No, yeah. That's exactly,
they were like, no cough, but you can't talk.
That's exactly what it is. And then got that conca roll. So
all right, so that
that's one of them.
Just real quick on that. That's a lot. That's a lot of stuff all kind of melded together. But go ahead.
Yeah, I think that's kind of, to me, I feel like those Nashville hot chicken sandwiches, mm-hmm. they kind of, I feel like that's kind of the same style, but mm-hmm. they just marinating this in the tequila. But the other thing they have is the flavor Louisiana garlic three-piece wing, which is marinated in that reposado flavored tequila.
Mm-hmm.
And then they to top it off, they got the spicy strawberry
hibiscus
flavor lemonade mocktail.
Well, and they are mixing together some stuff, man.
And so, and this is, and you can't get it in Houston. They only got limited locations, so they got New York, Miami, New Orleans,
wait, what,
Philly, and Kansas City.
What was the third one?
New Orleans. You know we got to do it, man.
Sounds like Figgy's gonna be on the gram.
We got to do it, man. Hey, ain't nobody else going to do it here.
You're darn right.
So we're going to be.
All we got to do is try, man. I ain't saying
in New Orleans.
Yeah.
And of the limited meals that we will have on ground.
Mm-hmm.
You got to try it.
You want me eating Popeyes?
You got to try it, man. You can't get this at every Popeyes. You got to try it, man, just to say you tried it.
Y'all some fools.
I'll go.
All you got to do is try it, man. You ain't got to eat the whole sandwich.
I want to know what a concha and all that other stuff in there that they have on the Don. Right. Yeah.
So, make sure you keep it locked on the Sports Radio 610 Instagram page,
because
I imagine that along with the other New Orleans shenanigans will show up there. By the way, again, shout out to Fly by Yingling for helping us get out there.
Yeah, and follow us on Instagram too, at Sports Radio 610. Follow me at The Figgy Fig and on Instagram. And it's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a fun week next week.
It really is.
Now that we've said it on there, we have to go to the Popeyes and get this too.
Yeah. Yeah, we are.
All you gotta do is just try a little piece.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Give a little reaction to it. Say you did it. And by the way, I think you have to be 21 and over.
Oh, so it's actually got the
actual tequila.
Yeah. So that's kind of a little tricky.
I thought this is gonna be like the beer battered shrimp or whatever.
Yeah.
We got the whole name on it, but it's not actually gonna do nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. So we could get out of here on this, man. Stephen A, I love listening to Stephen A sometimes, man. What do you think? So he had an opinion on Amen Thompson the other day when he had that big game against Boston. What do you think he said about Amen Thompson?
Oh, he loves him some Amen, doesn't he? Yes?
Maybe. How do you think he said it in Stephen A, in the Stephen A way?
Oh, okay. So now this is what you're doing. You're setting me up.
Yeah.
Now listen. Amen Thompson is a dear friend. I love this young brother's game. But for Reginald Atatula to say that he is like Scottie Pippen, it's preposterous.
Well, he did go that far.
Okay.
Now, he did.
I have to yell, otherwise Stephen A. Smith is very bad.
He did say something similar. That brother.
He loves using the brother.
This is what he had to say about Amen Thompson.
Thompson, this brother, I'm here. Hear me and hear me good, Wendy. This is a future star in this league.
This brother special.
Wendy is so right. He plays bigger than what he is. He's a tenacious defender. Definitely a damn good rebounder. Got size. Nice step back move. That was on Jaylen Brown. That's who he did that to, okay? He didn't do that to just anybody. He did that to Jaylen Brown. So let's remember that as well. Got nice size on him. Tremendous athleticism. Plays with a lot of energy. Is fierce. Got a lot of heart, etc.
That was pretty cool, right?
Hell yeah.
That was pretty cool.
A lot of praise from Stephen A. Smith.
Now, I got to ask y'all this. What do y'all think he said about Bronny James? So, Bronny got in the game against Philly a couple days ago.
I saw the highlights.
In the first quarter, man.
That was one of the ones that didn't make the cut on my buy or sell when J.J. Redick said, oh, I probably put him in a bad position. No, you didn't.
Yeah, the bad position is playing in a National Basketball Association.
Yes, he's just not good.
Well, I think
Steve, did he go after J.J.?
He didn't go after J.J.
Okay, well, then that's my guess.
He did go after somebody's dad who's on that team.
Okay.
This is what he had to say about Bronny James.
I'm really, really trying to be as respectful as I possibly can be LeBron James. I am pleading with LeBron James as a father. Stop this. We all know that Bronny James is in the NBA because of his dad. Right now, Bronny James is averaging 0.3 points, 0.3 assists.
He's hitting those zeros hard.
And 0.4 rebounds. You know what people are saying. You know what they're going to do to this kid. How are you doing him favors?
Why are you making it seem like he just sent them to Iraq or something?
Well, I mean, the basketball
version. You know
version.
What people are doing? Why would you do this to this kid?
So he went after LeBron.
I mean, he's the one who's responsible for Bronny being that space.
Like, Stephen A is not wrong.
I do think, though, like, this is why I thought, like, them giving him a, you know, NBA contract was the real aggressively wrong part of this thing. If he gets drafted, that's one thing. Like, second round pick, you're not going to give me to be too mad. Yeah. If they sign him to like a two-way deal or something like that, cool. Like, let him play in the G League. That's where he needs development. I mean, it was one of those things where people were talking about he probably shouldn't have left college because he still needed development.
I don't think he would start in college for most teams.
Maybe not. He still needed development. And I thought, okay, if he goes to the G League, go continue to develop there. That's fine. Do that. Put him on this NBA floor, man. We not helping nobody out. Like, this is literally helping no one.
Yeah. No, he's not wrong.
Yeah.
He's just in. The NBA talent is really, really good.
I didn't know he was averaging 0.3.
0.0. Who says it like that? Yeah. Nobody says 0.4. Except for Stephen A. Smith.
Stephen A. does it.
Trying to make it abundantly clear. Somebody said if Bronny James was on the University of Houston basketball team, he would be the third string guard. He absolutely would.
Shout out to UH
getting another victory versus West Virginia yesterday. And the reason why I know that is because I have the alerts to try and remind me when games are on, except I didn't see the game, the alert that when the game started. So I just saw the alert that they won. I was like, damn, I wanted
49 points.
Wanted to watch that one.
We gave up 49 points.
Is that good? Okay. That's Figgy's mixtape. At the Figgy Fig on Instagram, all the social media. Hit him up if you see something that
Give us all a follow,
that's
man.
Right, yeah, that's man. Right. But yeah, you hear that at 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here in the loop. All right, coming up next, we get ready to hand it off to The Drive with Clint and Show. But before we get there, Apparently, the Baltimore Ravens, there's a little bit of, I guess, breaking news. The Baltimore Ravens are now in a place that is somewhat similar to the Texans, that, where they had been prior. I'll explain next.
You don't think that's a little bit strange?